Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Elohim, live and in living color. Today we want to know how come the 1%, how come the 99% don't have any power? I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on rebirth yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want. Okay. That's a very unique statement. We think that everybody can have what they want. Well, as long as they don't involve the murder and the usurping of other people's goods and services and stuff, you can pretty much have what you want, you know? The main thing is be careful what you ask for, be careful, or you have to really know what you want, okay? You ask for one thing one minute, and then the next minute you don't change your mind, and the universe is bringing things to you, and then you wonder why you can't get what you want, because you're, as they call them, blessings over here, and you don't change up and everything, you know? So everything that you're going to be coming into, it is actually a process, you know? And we have to get used to the process. We have to get used to how the universe actually works to bring us the concern, to bring us things that we need, you know? That's a process that we need to focus on, okay? And now, see, for the first few minutes, we talk about love. Oh, my goodness. I'm not talking about obsessionism. This society teaches us obsessionism. Oh, I love him. I love her. And if I don't have them, I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to do them and do me too, you know. Not love. That's obsessionism, okay? Love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? And if you're only committing acts that make the other person feel good, your relationships will go a lot longer, and half the people getting married won't be getting divorced, okay? It's kind of interesting. This is why they have so much trouble in groups and in clubs and all that kind of stuff. How can somebody who's teaching hate of another human being, you see what I'm saying? They're not practicing love. We say, oh, I love you, but that's not how the conversation should actually go. Conversation should be, I would like to love you. But see, when we say it like that, they think, oh, man, we just want to be knocking boots, you know? But that's not always the case. This society has us so screwed up, we don't know which way is up and which way is down. But this is why we are here. We are here to bring another thought process. Now, understand, we don't come from a right or wrong thought process. Because what's right for one person might be wrong for somebody else, okay? You might be a lawyer, and you might want the other person to be a lawyer, but that might be wrong for them. But they want to be a doctor, okay? So basically what we deal with is information. We're bringing information to you. What you do with the information is strictly up to you. Now, we're not saying we're right and you're wrong, but we're trying to just introduce different thought processes so you have a different way of thinking about the things that you're doing. And love is the biggest problem that we're having. We're having trouble loving each other. Oh, I know how to love. No, you know how to obsess. And we equate love with the art of mating. As far as what I mean by that, when you get together to make babies, we consider that, oh, we're loving each other. No, it goes a lot more. It goes a lot further than that. It's like when somebody come up talking about sexuality. Actually, there's no such thing as sexuality. They come up with all this stuff so they can make money off you, man. They get paid off of these concepts. You follow what I'm saying? The body parts that you have for the male is designed for the female, period, you know? I know it's kind of a different thought process, but that's what it's about. You should be able to love somebody, whether that process is going on or not. That's something to think about, huh? Yeah, well, you know, it got to make me feel good. Oh, it does make you feel good. It makes you feel great, you know, bringing them babies in, because we need the babies. Without the babies, we would cease to exist. That's why it was designed in us for that to feel so good, okay? I use the term design. I stay away from the Darwinism thing, but once again, the Darwinism, it's a little crazy. So I don't go there. I stick with the Zionism. Okay, you know, I'm a Bible thumper, so Rollins brand. We're designers. That's who we are. So now, when you're dealing with love, okay, it should be, I would like to love this person 24/7, okay? My every thought, what can I do to make this person feel good today? What can I do to make that person feel good today? What can I do to make my group feel good today? What can I do to make my church feel good today? What can I do to make my country feel good today? And you're beginning to love each other around the clock, okay? But when you get to the point that you're not thinking in terms of what can I do to make the other person feel good, we got people lynching one another. We got people out there with guns killing each other for no reason. We got people running each other with cars. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know what love is. The thought process that somebody's given them is really creating a problem. You know what I'm saying? So we need to begin thinking about things in a different way. You know, when you meet somebody on the street, who is this person that you're meeting? Who is this person that you're talking to? Who is this person that you're walking by? You know, like I said, I'm a Bible thumper. The person that you're walking by, according to the Bible, is a God, and it should be treated like such. And when that person walks by you, you're a God. When I say God, I'm talking gender neutral. I'm a male or female, okay? I don't want to get caught up into the sacred realm. But when I say God, I'm talking about male or female. And if we know who we are, and when you see that person and you treat them according to who the Bible says they are, the conflicts that we're having will begin to go away. Follow what I'm saying? The wars that we have will begin to go away because we're learning who each other are and we're learning how to love each other. How can you drop a bomb on other gods? Don't make sense. Okay? How you gonna come in and take other gods and turn them into slaves? Knowing that they're designers, and pretty soon they're going to design a methodology to overcome that and flip the script. That's what's going on. That's what's been happening all throughout history. The people who are ruling and they rule badly, the people who are ruling over begin to take over. If you check some of the history coming out of Russia and Germany, you know, they had one family that ruled for 300 years. What did they do when they got tired of it? They killed the whole family, women, children, and everybody. The final thing, because you're dealing with designers, they will figure out a way to get your foot off their neck. Check history. History tells you this is what happened. Anytime a society decides to put their foot on another guy's neck, that guy will figure out a way to flip the script and get out from under that neck. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about Europeans to throw all the focus is on, because it took Britain 800 years to get out from under black rule. Oh, that's right. You forgot that blacks ruled the planet at one time. You know what I mean? A lot of things they're not teaching in school that you need to know. A lot of information that you need to have to increase your thought process so that you can know what's going on. We need to learn how to love each other. That's our number one goal. We have a group called Elohim, Five Tribes, Society of Love. Why is it called that? Because we want all five tribes to learn how to work together. We have trouble working together within just our one little tribe. You know, brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles, we be fussing and arguing with each other all day. Oh, I can't stand this person. Hey, every tribe goes through this. It's because of the way we are being raised in this society, okay? It's not a cultural thing because there's only two cultures, reap what you sow culture and a dog-eat-dog culture. Everything else is what the rulers who are using these cultures have put in front of you to keep you distracted so that they can do what they want to do. That's what they're doing. Now, if you think about now, as an American, okay, as a person living in the United States, when you think about all of the distractions that they have out there to keep you away from politics and religion, I mean, keep from really studying these things like you're supposed to. I mean, they got football, basketball, baseball, hockey, gym. I mean, holy crap. They got hundreds of things for you to do to keep you from running your country. I'm saying your country because it is yours to run. Can you imagine you have a company and you let the workers just do whatever they want to do, and you wouldn't get much work done? That's what's going on in the Congress and the Senate. They work for you, not the other way around, and you haven't been monitoring what they're doing. So they're just doing whatever they want to do. That's why everything is a mess, okay? For those of you who don't know, this is a trust. The trust instrument is the Constitution. This is why when the trustees, okay, who rise up to management, I'm talking about the congressmen, the senators, the mayor, the city council, the aldermen, all these guys, they are trust managers. As a trust manager, they have to swear allegiance to the trust indenture agreement, which is the Constitution. Hello? You follow what I'm saying? Which means that the Constitution is designed to protect you from the trust manager, to make sure that they don't get too far out of line. But you have to be there to vote for these guys. If these guys aren't doing what you want them to do, get in there and vote them out. Put somebody in there that's going to do right by the system. One thing that we have been misled, the system works. We're supposed to trust the system. And if the system is not doing right, it's not because of the system. It's because of some idiot we got in there who think they're God's gift to humanity. I'm going to say it like that. But this is what's going on out there, you know? You have a country, and you're letting the workers do whatever they want to do. You got to begin to take control over your country because it is yours. Right? Even though we had a group that stole everything, changed the name of everything, and took us to war. You know, that's what the dog-eat-dog culture does. The dog-eat-dog culture is a war culture. But this system was set up as a reap-what-you-sow culture so that we would have all the killing and the murder and the fight. Follow what I'm saying? But it didn't quite turn out that way. Go back and check what President Hansen and them, I'm talking about the black president back then, and his crew and what they were doing and what they used to run the country with. They used the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. What? You mean George Washington didn't write the Constitution? No, they did not. Put their name on it and stole it. They stole every dog on it. This is what they were doing. Okay? So, but we have to get the country back on track. Now, it's very important that this country survives. What? It's very important that this country survives because this is one of the few democracies that's been weathering the storm. Now, for the last 90 years, well, actually it's more than that, but we just go back 90 years. For the last 90 years, we've been under critical race teaching. Wait a minute. No, the world is a critical race teaching. That's when they push one race up and push all the other races to the background. You know, we've been talking about it for the last 100 years, coming through Marcus Garvey, Muhammad, Malcolm X, you know what I mean? Angels Who Kick is white, Doubles Who Kick is black. You follow what I'm saying? The only black cartoon character got to be a Daffy Duck. You follow what I'm saying? All this is critical race teachings. They push just a thought process. We'll get into the 1% thing in a minute. But just a thought process. How come the first person to discover America had to be a European when there was 80 million Indians here, or not just Indians, but there were 80 million non-European people here, non-European people here when he got here? How come the first person had to be a European? Critical race teaching, okay? Just like the guy with the, what do you call it? Nah, I forget his name, but the guy that flew the kite, if you know where I'm coming from, he's the first person to discover electricity. But yeah, 2,000 years ago, the Egyptians had the battery. They were making clothes from the machines. They were electroplating gold, all this stuff, before this guy was even born. But why does this European got to be the first person? Critical race teaching. See what I'm saying? there's a lot of things we don't know about because the Europeans have pushed, because of critical race teaching, they pushed the white person to the front and everybody else to the back. That's what we call critical race teaching. That's why you can't give certain information about certain ethnic groups in the schools. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to know blacks had a global empire and that we ruled the seven seas. You know, we need to know. Plus, we need to know how we screwed up, because each tribe had 2,000 years to rule. And each tribe screwed up, black, brown, red, yellow. Now the white tribe, it's their turn to rule, but their time is almost up, and they've been screwing up. Boy, have they been screwing up. It's time for all five tribes, okay, to literally run the planet. There's seven continents. Each tribe can take their own continent if they want. And there's still two more continents for the people that don't want to get involved in none of it. You know, this planet is a paradise. But you are letting your workers do whatever they want to do, and you're not checking them. Get into politics. Get into religion. Wait a minute. I didn't just say that, did I? Yes, I did. Religion is realigning yourself with source energy. That's what religion is. Realigning yourself with source energy. We have to learn what source energy is. Once we, like I said, I'm a Bible thumper. You know what I mean? And we have to, there's just so much we have to get, because the people who are controlling this society are not giving us the information that we need so that the 99% can come to power. How can 1% dominate 99% of the people? What in the world is going on? Well, that's the topic for today. Now, we done been through the love. Now, remember, I'm going to say this love again. Love is love is the act of making the other person feel good. That's what love is. So if you're not making the other person or the other group or your country or whoever you with feel good on a daily basis, you're not loving them, okay? You're not participating in the acts of love, okay? Now, when people do great acts of love, they do it on the, oh, so that compassion. But that should be a normal thing. Not when somebody do it, oh, boy, what a great person that is. We all should be practicing that. Anyhow, getting back on topic. The 1% are controlling the 99%. Number one, the 99% don't know who they are, okay? They have you caught up in chasing something outside of yourself. Now, remember, like I said earlier, there is no right. There's no wrong in what I'm speaking. In my conversation, there's no right or wrong. I'm giving you information. Match the information with what you actually, what you're researching, with what you know, and decide what you want to do with it. That's what's going on. This is how we should be communicating with each other. Not trying to say, well, I'm right and you're wrong. What's good Darwinism over designism? And they make it into a competition, a competitive thing. But it's all information. You follow what I'm saying? So we have to take the information in and measure what the information is doing. If the information bears out to what it's supposed to be doing, then you can use it. Okay? If it don't, then don't use it. That's what's going on. Take the information in, which means we have to listen to each other. Don't just dismiss what a person's saying out of hand. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they're talking about, and try to take in the information. Now, as you listen to what they're saying, then you get a chance to give off what you're thinking and what your opinion is. When I talk to a Muslim, I need to know that they're Muslim, so I don't say nothing to offend them. When I talk to a Christian, the same thing. I need to know. Because I always ask a person, what's your religious affiliation? Because if they believe a certain thing and you cross that line, they ain't talking to you. That conversation is over. You know what I mean? Stop a lot. To you be yours, to me be mine, you know? And that's not what it's about. You need to understand me and where I'm coming from so that we can dialogue. This is how the 1% is controlling the 99%. We don't know who we are. I'm a Bible thumper. The Bible says that we are all God. Oh, a lot of preachers, oh, boy, they get mad at me when I say, hey, don't get mad at me. That's what the book says. It says that. So everywhere in that book, when they talk about God, they're talking about a man or a woman. Just to let you know how powerful you are as an individual, how much power you're carrying, okay? Jesus knew who you was. Jesus knew who he was. He did even for me. Greater works than I do shall he do. How am I going to do greater than the God that made the universe? Something's wrong with the thought process. See what I'm saying? And Jesus never said, I am God. Never said that. Now, they got interpretations where they're relating him as God. Sure. I can call him God because of Psalm 82. Psalm 82 said we all God. And he knew that. That's how he knew we could do greater work than what he did. You follow what I'm saying? Somebody said, well, that's why they crucified. No, they crucified him because he was the Christ that was a prophesied to come. Not because he was God. Are you the son of the living God? That's what they asked him. He said, I am. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but they're twisting and things around. And when somebody come to me and say Jesus is God, hey, you're getting an argument out of me. You follow what I'm saying? But I'm looking at God myself. Whoever I see on the street, I'm looking at God. And I treat that person like a God. I give them the respect of a God. That's what's wrong with the 99%. We don't know who we are, so we're not respecting each other. You dig where I'm coming from? Well, I'm a man. I'm a woman. They've given you great designs of what a man is supposed to be, what a woman is supposed to be, how a man is supposed to act, how a woman is supposed to act. You understand what I'm saying? This is what they do to you. A woman is supposed to dress this way. A man is supposed to dress that way. Well, women can't do certain things because it's not for women to do that. Men can't do certain things because it's not for them to do that. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, boy. And it goes on and on and on. But when it comes to God, see, that's different. You feel what I'm saying? You are a designer and you have no limit to what you can do as a God. I'm telling you, you have no limit. That's why the Bible's telling you who you are to upgrade your thought process so that you won't be, listen, when I need something, okay, I don't get on my knees to pray. You follow what I'm saying? I do not get on my knees to pray for anything. When I need something, I pick up the phone and I call a God and they bring it right to my door. You know what I'm saying? If I need a few dollars, I pick up the phone, I call my brothers, one of my friends. I know that money's coming. I don't have to pray for that. You follow what I'm saying? Now remember, the universe does work for you. All those cosmic energy out there is working for you to get what you want. A lot of times you don't have to call God. Okay, I'm talking about other men and women. You don't have to call them. You can make things on your own because the universe works for you. Okay, that's why some prayers, some people pray, it's very effective. They're praying to a certain being, but actually the universe is hearing what they're saying, and the universe is bringing it in if you're sincere about your prayer. You follow what I'm saying? Just like. See, this is why I like Jesus, okay? When they asked him, they said, teach us how to pray, man. He said, okay. He didn't say, my Father. He said, our Father. Huh? Think about that. He said, our Father. Because he knew who we were. He knew who he was. You understand what I'm saying? We are all made of energy. We're incorporeal beings. living in flesh. You follow what I'm saying? We're all made of energy. We're actually the universe expanding itself. There's no limit to what we can do, you know? I'm just going to go back to the Bible for a minute. I'm just trying to give you a thought process to let you know how the 1% are able to dominate the 99% because they have you praying to something outside of yourself. When the 1% want to do something, hey, man, you know what I mean? They don't get on knees and go praying. They get the resources together. They're good to get them tanks and bombs and whatever you have to do to come and take your stuff. You follow what I'm saying? This is what they do. When the 1% wants something, they get on a drawing board. They call in the engineers. They call in the scientists. They call in designers. That's what they do because they know these people are gods. They're designers. They call in designers to design something for them. You follow what I'm saying? Like Colonel Gregory. A black man who designed the space capsule, one of the most sophisticated pieces of machinery in the was the 70s and 80s. A lot of us don't know that because of the because of the critical race teachings. You don't know when black folks are doing stuff out there. You only know when white folks. That's the critical race teachings. It's not a theory. The children don't figure it out. They call it a critical race theory. It's not a critical race theory. It's critical race teachings. They've been doing it for at least 200 years now. They've been hitting us with it. You know what I mean? But our children are beginning to figure it out, and that's good. The 1%, okay, they know who they are, and they know who their tribal members are, okay? They ain't got no problem with their genealogy because they know that it's the tribe. Once you get to understand how to read the Bible, it will make a big difference in your life. You won't be putting it on the side because it's a guide to show you how to come to power. And once you learn how to come to power, that same guidance will help you block people putting a foot on your neck. I didn't have a lot of respect for King James there for a minute. But once I learned how to read the Bible and knew what he did when he changed the book, I started researching this guy. You know, this guy spoke multiple languages. This guy knew what power was. And he saw all of this coming. And because of him, okay, the Bretonians were able to get the Moors off their back. You know what I mean? Because they were under black rule for a while. You know what I mean? And we didn't do a good job like we're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? That's why they live. Like I'm saying, if you got your foot on somebody's neck, they will figure a way to get it off. And that's what the Europeans did. They figured a way to get the black foot off their neck because we had them as slaves and everything. Oh, I know you might not like to hear this, but we had them as slaves before they had us as slaves. Well, I shouldn't say before, but because that slavery thing go so far back. Everybody was doing it. It was just normal at the time. You know what I'm saying? But with the advent of the Bible, once that book was written, I'll give you just a little bit of tidbit here. What I'm saying, some things you might not know, but might help you out just a little bit. Constantine, coming out of Rome, they didn't know how to conquer the world. They did not know how to conquer the world. He went, when Constantine went out to put down a rebellion against Rome with his general, Saint Maurice, General Maurice, they made him a saint. He taught Constantine how to read the Bible. That's when they've been conquering. That's when Constantine started changing things around, changing society around with the dates, and because he knew that all those Christmas and all that other stuff was distractions to keep the people from dealing with what the rulers were doing. He knew that. And General Maurice helped him learn how to do the Bible. Because we had 25 popes in Africa before there was one in Rome. I mean, what can I tell you? All this history, a lot of this history you're not getting because of the critical race teachings that they're doing. So they're keeping a lot of this information from you. But since then, that's when they began conquering the world. You follow what I'm saying? We worry about conquering the land, okay? But see, the Pope knows that it's not about the land. It's about the people. If you can get God's attention and get God working for you, Your influence will be worldwide. It'll be amazing at what you can do. If I was there, the Pope understood this. Why? Because of the King James Version of the Bible. It's a step-by-step, book-by-book process how to come to power. Okay? Let me break this down just for a little bit. Now, remember, I'm not right, nor am I wrong. I'm just dumping information. You know what I'm saying? You can go back and research. You can check. You can do whatever you have to do to decide what to do with this information. But I'm bringing this information. Like I'm saying, I've had trouble staying on the radio, but I'm fighting. I'm working real hard to be here. Follow what I'm saying? How long, but I'm fighting real hard to be here, okay? Now, we're going to use the Bible. Now, we do have Toronto Scriptures, a complete volume, The Secret Doctrine. We'll be reading from that from time to time, okay? The book is not on the market. But we'll be reading from that from time to time, okay? Now, let's go back to this Bible. Why is this Bible so important? Why, when everywhere you go in a hotel, and there's a copy of the Bible there, why are they pushing this book at you so much? You follow what I'm saying? They respect the book because it's the book that brought them the power, okay? First of all, they had to learn who they were. And when they found out, right, that they were gods, they begin to act. Now, the first thing that a god has to do is take responsibility for other gods. There's 6-point-something billion people on this planet. You follow what I'm saying? So God begins to design stuff to take care of all of the people. This is what a god does. Well, I'm saying this is where your mindset should be. If you come up with an idea to feed 6.5 billion people, you know you and your crew are not going to be hungry because you're going to have plenty of grub, you know? Food, clothing, shelter, and security. You follow what I'm saying? I talk about Monsanto like a dog, but if Monsanto shut down, they closed down the supermarkets, I'm not growing enough to feed myself. Let alone all the people that my family was feeding. Sure, they're doing some shady stuff in there. You got to monitor what they're doing, but they're acting like what they're supposed to be. They're acting like gods. I talked about Big Pharma, the drug dealers. That's what they are, drug dealers. I talk about Big Pharma all the time. But when the doctor in there operating and stuff, they can't wait for nobody to go home and eat beets and carrots to get healthy. They need chemicals right then to lower the heart rate, bring the heart rate back. They don't, 1 minute can be the difference between a person's life and death. So we need Big Pharma. Now, Big Pharma doing some shaky things when they went over there and took over all the poppy fields in Afghanistan, and they brought back and lobbied Congress and the CDC and the FDC so they can put the opium on the market, call it opioids. Yeah, they don't come from. Get all these people addicted to opioids. How do they solve the problem, the opioid problem that they created, that they made? They made another drug. They're selling more drugs. They're drug dealers. Okay, the 3-meal-a-day diet was designed by them so that by the time you get 40 or 50, you're on some kind of pill or medication for the rest of your life. That's what's going on. See, their success is in your ignorance. As long as you don't know who you are and you don't respect the person next to you because you don't know who they are, because you don't know who you are, you follow what I'm saying? We got a problem. If you're going to come from. We're not going to get where we're supposed to get to. Right now, okay, the white tribe's time is up. But all 5 tribes come together to monitor the planet. We have to run this planet together. If we don't, the same thing that happened on Mars is going to happen here. Uh-oh. You didn't just say that, Elohim. Yes, I did. The same thing that happened on Mars is going to happen here. Do your research. They find craters on Mars that can only come from things that's the size of a nuclear blast or greater. Do your research. The information is out there. You know what I'm saying? Check out the Lemurians. Those are when we first got here, we call ourselves Lemurians. This is before before the one that the ship that sunk into the ocean. The name escapes me right now. But that was the first one hit, Lemurian. Go Google it. Check it out. Before they take too much control over the internet, you won't be able to get no information at all. I'm telling you, they're knocking the information down. Because when I was trying to find out, just to give you an example, when I was trying to find out who owned the Federal Reserve Bank, it's hard to get the information. But then I found out that the Federal Reserve Bank is controlled by the three branches of government, the Federal Reserve Bank. But then I said, well, who owns the three branches of government? Come to find out that the Queen, hello, the Queen owns the three branches of government. So literally the Queen, the Federal Reserve Bank. And I found out that most of the bank's headquarters are literally set up in England. You know what I'm saying? Well, also what I found out is that we did not win the War of Independence. All this was coming up out of Google. And when I try to go back to get, I'm telling everybody, oh man, Google it up. All of a sudden it's not coming up no more. They had a guy teaching on the fact that the people that set up the system, Fred Hansen and his crew, that set up the system, they had little videos come on teaching how they wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Can't find that no more either. They're starting to take stuff off the internet. You Google one thing and something else will come up. They're beginning to shut the internet traffic down so you can't get correct information about nothing out there. So you have, what that's going to do, you have to go back to the books. You have to go back to the historians. You got white historians, you got black historians. So if you want to know more about your particular tribe, you have to go to your tribal historians to find out, because the information is just not coming out the way it's supposed to come out. But what I'm saying is that and when I found out that the Queen owned General Electric, and General Electric was a weapons manufacturing industry, I said, man, you know what I mean? There's so much that they're keeping from us that we don't know. But you have to do the research. You have to learn. The number one thing that you have to get, okay? Now, we're going to go back to the Bible here for a minute. The number one thing that you have to get is who you are. Books say that you're all God. So everywhere they be talking about God, okay, talking about men and women, you're born not children, not babies, not teenagers, none of that. You're born as men and women, and you grow into your godhood. That's how it's supposed to be. You understand what I'm saying? That's how it's supposed to be. You go from men and women to God. You don't stay as a man or woman because there's limitations on men and women. Okay? You can go outside as a man or a woman. I use this all the time. Flap your arms. You are not going to fly. You can flap your arms till they fall off. As a man or a woman, you're not going to fly. As a God, as a designer, you follow what I'm saying? As a designer, we design planes to fly faster and higher than the birds because of who we are. We are designers. You can design a better life for yourself. You can design so much. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Men and women had the technology, all right? They had the technology to make planets out there. Wait a minute, Brother Elohim. Do you have any evidence to support that we have kind of brain power to make planets and stuff? The moon is a satellite. Do we have satellites up there right now? Yes, we do. Do we have a space station up there right now? Astronauts going back and forth living? Yes, we do. We're coming back into the knowledge that we had before. The knowledge is already in us, in our DNA. It's in your DNA. That's why they're working so hard to get copies of your DNA through the DNA search and every doggone thing else. You know what I mean? Because it's information. They're learning how to read your DNA now. It's information in some people's DNA that's not in other people's DNA. Oh, yeah. You got to wake up and smell a coffee. There's a lot going on that they're not telling you about. If the 99% are going to come back to power, we have to learn who we are, okay? We are gods. That's who we are. We are designers. You can design your future, design your life, design a system to get as much money as you want, whatever you want. You can design it. That's who you are. Okay? People ask me, well, it's all evolution. Look, man, I do not see no H turning the human. But we are designing stuff every day. Evidence. We're designing. I haven't seen near ape turn into a human in my lifetime. Maybe you saw one in your lifetime, but I ain't seen one in my lifetime. They're trying to push this evolutionary process at you, but you're not evolving. You were designed to do what you're doing. You were designed as a god. As a god. Okay, it says, let us make men and women in our image. Now, if these gods are making men and women in image, what do you think they were doing? They were having sex, man. And when that baby come out, it better look like one of them. You know what I'm saying? It better come out. If they went to procreate and that baby came out as a horse, somebody doing something wrong. It's going to come out in the image. That's what they were talking about. Right? There's 1,000 years before the first male and female was made in their image between that and Adam and Eve. Wait a minute. I thought Adam and Eve was the first ones that got here. No, read your book. Stop following the preachers and read your book. They made men and women before Adam and Eve. You follow what I'm saying? That's why when Cain slew Abel, right? I'm just dropping the information, okay? You can check it out. It's right there in the book. When Cain slew Abel, he left, and what did he do? He knew his wife. Well, Adam and Eve were the first ones here. Where in the world did his wife come from? She wasn't out there by herself, walking around with not no community or how to feed herself and all that stuff. There's a whole community out there when Cain knew his wife. Where'd they come from? They came from the people, from the first people that was made in the book. You know what I'm saying? They had 1,000 years to populate the planet that they made. Hello? It's all in the book. This is why it's important that you know how to read the book. Now, the story of Adam and Eve, that's a whole different. Oh, man. If someone's information in the Adam and Eve story, it will blow your mind. It's about dimensional shifting. It's about other people being here that were shapeshifters. You know they talk about shapeshifters. In fact, they accuse Obama of being a shapeshifter. You follow what I'm saying? You think the snake, all of a sudden the snake made himself fair seeming? He was a shapeshifter of other people. In fact, I got almost 3 months of episodes on my channel from where I am explaining about all these the snake people and who they are and where they came from and all that, you know. If you can, and then if you can find Will I Am channel, plug in, listen to some of the stuff he be saying. A smart brother, okay? But I'm just saying, oh my goodness, we went from incorporeal to corporeal. This is the deal with Adam and Eve and the story of Adam and Eve. They were talking about a cloning. I'm going through real quick because we only got about 10 minutes left. They were talking about cloning, that letting society know that you can clone a male or a female. See what I'm saying? From that DNA, if you're a male, it don't have to be a male. You can clone a female. That's what that was about. You know where I come from? If you look at the DNA strand, it looks like a rib. The devil here. It's all in there, but you have to learn how to read the book. Once you learn how to read the book, you get a better understanding. Now, why is the gospel of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John, why is that so important? I'm skipping around here because we only got a few minutes. Why is that so important, okay, in order for the 99% to come back to power? One DNA strand is enough to house all the information in the Library of Congress. That's how powerful your DNA is. You understand what I'm saying? Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. They have it written up in red what they said that Jesus said. I said it like that because Jesus wrote their word in this book. What they said that Jesus said. Well, I'm saying Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John wasn't conscious enough to understand what the brother was talking about. Well, I'm saying. So if you read what is written in red, that they said Jesus said, don't read what's in black. Don't read the explanation of it. By the time you get done, you'll have a DNA. Well, I can't say you have, but that's one way to get a DNA awakening, because nothing is 100%. You know what I mean? The only thing that's 100% is that nobody leaves this planet alive. That's the only thing that, as far as I know, you know what I'm saying? If somebody makes it through this thing without dying, then, you know, you can call me and let me know, and I will surely change my methodology on that, my thought process on that. But you will have a DNA awakening. You'll be able to read through your DNA. When somebody asks you questions, the answers will just be popping in. You know where the answers come from. They'll be popping in. Some of the children right now are using their DNA. You know where I'm coming from? They go, oh, you got a photographic memory. You don't have a photographic memory. They know how to get the information from the DNA. So when a question is asked, the answer just popped in, because the DNA, it's all there. It's all there. Past, present, and future is all there. You see where I'm coming from? So that's one way you can get a DNA awakening, all right? Other people have gotten it through other things, through meditations, through the teachings of Buddha. you know, it's coming at you from different angles through the spiritual side, you know? There's two sides to us. There's a physical side, and there's an incorporeal side, all right? The incorporeal side is what your mind is connected to. I only got about 8 minutes, so I'm jumping around a little bit. Excuse me. But, I'd like to thank those who are on the line. I appreciate you calling in. I am so sorry. I get fired up sometimes. If you have a question or anything, you can just press 1 on your dial, and it will let me know that you have something to say, okay? And I'll open up your mic, and you can talk right on the air. I don't use the your name or anything. I'll just use the last 4 digits of the phone number so you know who I'm talking to, okay? So anytime you want to say something, or if you want to give a shout-out about – oh, I didn't do the commercial either. But if you want to give a shout-out about something, just press 1, and you can let me know, okay? So those that are on there, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And those of you who are listening in the chat room and all around the planet, thank you so much. I appreciate you giving me some time. Now, I apologize for not being on the air. I haven't been on the air in 2 weeks. That's a long time. But there's over 300 episodes. So whenever I'm not on the air, just go to Blog Talk and go into some of the episodes, go into the Will I Am episodes, go, you know, and go. There's so much information that's already there. You know what I'm saying? You can just go get it. A lot of times you can't be here from 8 to 9, you know what I mean? So you can go and listen to, like, this episode here. Those who can listen from 8 to 9, they can go in tomorrow and listen to it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 o'clock, whenever they want. Because all the episodes are being recorded. You know, Blog Talk doing a pretty good job with all of it, I have to admit. Okay? So now, the topic for today was, how are the 1% controlling the 99%? The first method of control is to make sure you don't know who you are. According to the Bible, you are a God. What does that mean? That means you are a designer. That means you can design the type of life that you want. I don't care where you are. Sit back and figure out what you want, how much money you want to make, how you want to live, the way you want to live. You are a designer. You don't have to pray for nothing outside of yourself, although the universe works for you. That's why Yahshua said knock, and the door shall be, he said ask. You see what I'm saying? And it shall be given unto you. You do want to come from? That's what I'm talking about. Because the universe works for you. You just have to make sure that what you're asking for is really what you want. Because if you ask for something and you don't want it, you know, Mama used to say, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. You might get something that you really don't want. Oh, man, why am I wound up here? I wanted to be a lawyer, and I'm sitting up here cutting people up with a box. I don't even like blood. You know what I'm saying? Be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it, okay? Now, I am Elohim. I go by the name Elohim Christ. I have CDs on the market, so you can check us out on YouTube, on Spotify. We everywhere out there. You know what I'm saying? I have a GoFundMe page. We don't charge for advertising on our show. We're here for free. So if you want to keep us on the air, we got a GoFundMe page. Elohim Five Tribes, Tide of Love. you go dump $5, $2, or whatever into the GoFundMe page. That'll be fine, too. the GoFundMe page was set up so that we can make sure that information is coming to you on a regular basis, all right? So it's not a matter of how much or whatever, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. It ain't before 4 cents. Put it in there, you know. Just let us know that you care or whatever. You know where I'm coming from? Elohim Five Tribes, a sign of love. Now, we have a domain site where we'll be offering products for sale, all right? Tyrannical Scriptures, Christ Has Come. That book is on the market, so you can get that book. Tyrannical's Complete Volume, The Secret Doctrine, that book is not for sale, so you can't get that. And you have to check in with one of the members, and you can learn from them about that book and what's in the book and some of the stuff that we're offering, okay? if you can also join the society if you want. You know, just give us a call, 215-758-1703, if you want to know more about the society. And Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love, now we have a domain site. You can go there. We have some information about the society and stuff, so you can go there and get that too as well, okay? Now, just remember, I'm a Bible thumper. King James, right, laid out a step-by-step process how to come to power. That's how the Europeans did it. I trusted Britain and all of them. You know, well, they used some of the chemicals to make sure. They were taking them wherever they can. But once they learned who they were, it wasn't no stop. Okay? But they're misusing the power. And as designers, you know, they have their foot on people's neck. And God is not going to sit back and let you put your foot on his neck for 2 months, for too long, without coming up out of that, you know? We want that to happen without the bloodshed, all right? If you notice, every time something happens and the people are out there fighting for something better, all five tribes are there, black, brown, red, yellow, white. We're all there trying to make things better. You know where I'm coming from? We just have to take control over the systems that we're actually in control of but don't know it. You know what I mean? And we can make things better. Okay, I only got about 2 minutes left. I've walked the path of divine energy, the path of reap what you sow. Everything that I've done today, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. But remember, love is the act that makes us feel good, because we really need to love each other. And we got all these little teeny crazy things getting in our way to keep some loving. She said this and he said that. And the I say, he say, she say, oh my God. And they're putting this stuff on television like it's normal behavior. But it's not normal. It's normal behavior for us to love each other. That's normal behavior. Everything else isn't. We're supposed to not do or say, it's important, not do or say anything that would not make the other person feel good. Why you say that? You know, sometimes your friends be checking you. Why you say that? You hurt their feelings. You hurt his feelings. You follow what I'm saying? We're not monitoring. We're not monitoring what we're saying. Monitor what you're saying. Monitor what you're doing. Monitor how you're thinking about the people around you. Remember, they're most powerful, the most wonderful, the handsomest, the most beautiful person in the world. It's in your mirror, man. Not on television. It's in your mirror. If it's not your twin, it's not a 10. You know what I'm saying? You can't judge your beauty by what you see it on television. Sure, they put that out there that they are 10, but they are a 10 to themselves. You're supposed to be a 10 to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to make yourself look like somebody else. Well, I'm saying there's nobody more beautiful than you, period. Nobody more handsome than you, period. There's nobody better than you, period. And you're not better than anybody else. Let's not get it twisted, okay? With that, I just want to say again, for those that are on the line, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. I love you so much. And remember, walk in the light of love and your path will always be lit. I will chat with you tomorrow. Much love. Elohim.